News release. Pelham Advocates for Trees and Habitat, PATH. Pelham Advocates for Trees and Habitat, PATH, hosted their first family picnic event in Peace Park, Fonthill on Saturday afternoon, August 10, 2024. The weather of the day started off perfectly for a barbecue, sunny and comfortably warm. Precisely at 2:30 p.m., as PATH members and volunteers began to set up for the event, the winds came up and gusted strongly, blowing over the canopy covers and sending items flying about. Clouds covered the sky above, gray and threatening. Luckily, with the assistance of Mayor Junkin and Councillor Wayne Olson, a sheltered corner was found for the registration table and barbecues. PATH hosted 82 attendees, including the Mayor, Councillor Wayne Olson, and Town of Pelham Regional Councillor Diana Hooson. Sharon Pfeiffer, representing the Niagara Conservation Authority Foundation, was also present and assisting with registration. Mayor Junkin welcomed everyone to the picnic and spoke of the collaborative working relationship that has developed between PATH and the Town of Pelham. Councillor Olson, with sign in hand, noted that care for the environment is in the hands of everyone. Councillor Hooson expressed pleasure regarding community involvement and the importance of individual and group actions in the care of Pelham's environment. Liz Brennian, a community activist and recipient of Niagara Region's first environmental award, was welcomed. She urged people to continue engagement in civic affairs, especially as environmentally sensitive areas are threatened. The event was supported by many businesses throughout Pelham and attendees were gifted by draw with items donated for the event. All attendees left with a door prize. Music was provided by prominent fiddle and guitar player, Jamie Snyder. Joanne Jones, PATH executive member, oversaw the games such as balloon toss and a three-legged race. Prizes were awarded to participants. Everyone present enjoyed their choice of beef or veggie burgers and hot dogs and cold drinks served by Mike Jones and Roger Deemers, members of PATH's executive team and members John Prine and John Prine Jr., and Real LaCroix. Several posters were brought by participants and displayed for review, highlighting the significance of wetlands and woodlands on the undeveloped section of Merritt Road. This area is under threat of development, and if this occurs, it will have an impact on several species of plants and animals, increase the possibility of flooding, and confront Niagara residents with a cost of at least $52 million. Attendees were encouraged to review and sign the petition on PATH's Facebook page. The event wrapped up at 7 p.m., just as the wind calmed and the sky cleared.